This is Jeff at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, with our July 2026 Fly Fishing Report podcast. The mountain trout streams right now are getting low. You need to be down on 6X or 7X tippet material. Stay as low as you can possibly get and sneak up on the pools. The brook trout are extremely wary right now, and that will only get worse through the month of July as we lose water level. If we were to happen to get a localized thunderstorm, take advantage of that. Oftentimes this will happen in one specific drainage, not really a widespread event. So pay attention to the forecast and local stream flow gauges. Try to figure out where exactly the high water happened and head to the mountains on that particular area. I like using a flying beetle in a size 16 along with one of our Mr. Rapidan ants in a 16. If they're giving you refusals on those 16s, don't hesitate to go down to a size 18. Throw something in there like our oak worm or our house fly or our yellow jacket, something that these brook trout that get pressure on some of the more popular streams don't see on a regular basis. As we're approaching these streams, a 6X or 7X liter tippet material, if you find that you're splashing the water extremely hard or too hard and it's spooking the fish, don't hesitate to lengthen that tippet out just a little bit. Normally we say go with 20% of the length of the leader, and on a 6 foot leader that works out to be about 16 or so inches. Don't hesitate to lengthen that out to 18 or maybe even 20 inches on that 6 foot leader. So yes, it is going to extend the length of the leader. On a 7.5 foot leader, you're going to extend it out. Instead of that 16 going to 18 inches, you're going to go from 18 to probably 24 inches. Now you're giving up some accuracy with this, but the water levels are low enough that we don't have to be pinpoint accurate. We just need to get the fly on the water delicately. If you go back to having high water on one of the streams, shorten that tippet material back up because you do need that accuracy to help control the drag. As far as the smallmouth bass rivers go, right now everything's heating up. This is popper season. Water levels are low. The fish are definitely spooky, particularly the larger bass. Early mornings and late evenings are going to be your best time to be on the water. Take advantage of any localized thunderstorms that may discolor the water a little bit. How dirty is too dirty to fish? If you're standing knee-deep in the water and cannot see the outline of your foot, it's probably time to go home and mow the grass and come back tomorrow. This time of the year with those localized thunderstorms, the water moves through fairly quickly. If you do find yourself in a situation, you were fishing poppers in that area yesterday, and today you've got more water than you had yesterday, the fish just may hunker down. They don't have Doppler radar, so they don't have any idea what's coming down the stream. Don't hesitate to go down on the bottom. Use a Murray's crayfish or Clouser crayfish and drift those flies literally 6 inches off the bottom. Along with a Helgramite works very well for this, and our rubber-legged nymph work very well for this. Our general down and across streamer fishing, go with the marauders, pearl marauders, olive marauders, black marauders, Shanks White streamer. If you find you're getting hung up a lot, go to one of our simple streamers in the Ghost or the Midnight. As for topwater fishing, early in the morning, late in the evening are going to be your best times, or pound the shaded banks if you happen to be wading along an area where you have an abundance of depth of water. You don't want 6 inches of water over there on the bank. You need some moving current. And for that top water, I go with a Shenandoah blue popper in a size 4 or a Murray's chugger in the frog color in a size 4. Nothing wrong with going with a bass hopper or a cricket. As far as the leaders I'm going to use on the bass fishing, I'm using 2X and 3X bass bug leaders for the top water. I go with a Murray's 2X or 3X bright butt leader if I'm going to be nymph fishing. And if I'm just strictly streamer fishing, don't hesitate to go with a 9 foot fluorocarbon in 2X or 3X. So we're starting to lean heavy on getting to that 3X because there's not a lot of volume in the river to push our flies around. And that 3X lets our flies act a little more natural in the water. I hope you find this helpful, and give us a call if you need any help. All right, good luck on your fishing. Thank you very much.